Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 254, entitled The Impartiality of God. The last chapter in the book of Numbers expounds upon the righteousness of the Lord and the boundaries that He has put in place. As natural disasters consume more land, there will come a time when the government also begins to remove lands and private property from individuals forcibly. The prognostication made in a video produced by the World Economic Forum, founded by Klaus Schwab, is the phrase, "You will own nothing and be happy." Their mission? We bring together government, businesses, and civil society to improve the state of the world. If you go to their leadership and governance page, you will see a very broad and diverse group of influential leaders, including the CEO of BlackRock, former President Al Gore, and many others from around the world with very impressive credentials, according to the standards of men. With all of this knowledge in one place, and all the wealthy, elite leaders of the world, consider the true intended consequences of their mission as we see the state of the world that we live in. As we set forth to show God's uprightness, please understand that although He foreknew the world and what was to come of it, He Himself is just. Let me confirm it here. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Among these the land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To the larger tribe you shall give the larger inheritance, and to the smaller tribe, the smaller inheritance. Each tribe shall be given its inheritance according to its numbers, but the land shall be divided by lot. They shall receive their inheritance according to the names of the tribes of their fathers' tribal ancestors. According to the location selected by lot, their inheritance shall be divided between the larger and the smaller groups." Numbers chapter 26, verses 52 to 56 of the Amplified Version. "You shall inherit the land by lot according to your families. To the large tribe you shall give a larger inheritance, and to the smaller tribe you shall give a smaller inheritance. Wherever the lot falls to any man, that shall be the location of his inheritance, according to the tribes of your fathers, your ancestors, you shall inherit." Numbers chapter 33, verse 54 of the Amplified Version. When it seemed that there was a possibility that boundaries could be overtaken, the sons of Joseph brought the matter to Moses. the leaders of the fathers' households of the families of the sons of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of the sons of Joseph, approached and spoke before Moses and before the leaders, the heads of the fathers' households of the Israelites. And they said, "The Lord commanded my Lord, Moses, to give the land by lot to the sons of Israel as an inheritance. And my Lord was commanded by the Lord to give the inheritance of Zelophehad, our brother, to his daughters. But if the daughters marry any of the men from any of the other tribes of Israel, then their inheritance will be taken away from that of our fathers or tribal ancestors, and will be added to the inheritance of the tribe to which they belong. So it will be taken away from our allotted inheritance. When the year of Jubilee of the Israelites comes, then their inheritance will be added permanently to that of the tribe to which they belong. So their inheritance will be taken away from that of the tribe of our fathers or tribal ancestors." Numbers chapter 36, verses 1 through 4 of the Amplified Version. One of the prophecies given by Celestial of the Master's Voice Prophecy blog, titled Revelation 13, August 5th, 2020, is about how the government will forcefully begin to confiscate personal and private property in the United States. And as a reply to the phrase coined above, some have wrote articles noting that if this was to happen, life would be miserable, even unbearable for the citizens of this country. What these writers may not have understood is that when this comes, many will have no choice but to feign happiness, either that or lose their lives. Here are a few scriptures from the book of Revelation, chapter 13. "I saw one of his heads which seemed to have a fatal wound, but his fatal wound was healed. And the entire earth followed after the beast in amazement. They fell down and worshiped the dragon because he gave his authority to the beast. They also worshiped the beast, saying, 'Who is like, as great as the beast, and who is able to wage war against him?'" Revelation chapter 13, verses 3 to 4 of the Amplified Version. "All of the inhabitants of the earth will fall down and worship him, everyone whose name has not been written since the foundation of the world in the book of life of the Lamb, who has been slain as a willing sacrifice." Revelation 13, verse 8 of the Amplified Version. "And he deceives those unconverted ones who inhabit the earth into believing him because of the signs which he is given by Satan to perform in the presence of the first beast, telling those who inhabit the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded fatally by the sword and has come back to life. And he is given power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast will even appear to speak and cause those who do not bow down and worship the image of the beast to be put to death. Also, he compels all, the small and the great, and the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, signifying allegiance to the beast." Revelation 13, verses 14 to 16 of the Amplified Version. "They will be worshiping a dead thing. They will see his fatal wound and still not understand that this man is a prop, which is why he will be unable to do anything apart from Satan. Worshipping this dragon and his beast, a deceiver to the end. By the time they realize who they are devoted to, who Satan really is, it will be too late. For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? Isaiah chapter 14, verses 13 to 17 of the King James Version. At that time, Satan will have been stripped of all his power, from the dragon to an unfit man. Let he who has ears to hear understand. Here is wisdom. Let the person who has enough insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the imperfect number of a man, and his number is 666. Revelation chapter 13, verse 18 of the Amplified Version. And Moses commanded the children of Israel according to the word of the Lord, saying, The tribe of the sons of Joseph hath said well. This is the thing which the Lord doth command concerning the daughters of Zelophehad, saying, Let them marry to whom they think best. Only to the family of the tribe of their fathers shall they marry. So shall not the inheritance of the children of Israel remove from tribe to tribe. For every one of the children of Israel shall keep himself to the inheritance of the tribe of their fathers. And every daughter that possesseth an inheritance in any tribe of the children of Israel shall be wife unto one of the family of the tribe of her father, that the children of Israel may enjoy every man the inheritance of his fathers. Neither shall the inheritance remove from one tribe to another tribe, but every one of the tribes of the children of Israel shall keep himself to his own inheritance. Numbers chapter 36, verses 5 to 9 of the King James Version. This is why men and women alike will answer to the Lord for whom they have married and come into agreement with, being unequally yoked. It is why you are attacked and deceived in this area. Israel's wealth was never meant to be divided among heathen nations. It is an established law, and is also one of the reasons the United States will lose their land even as it is utterly destroyed, as they have stolen it and brought a curse on it, magnified by the shedding of innocent blood. Take heed. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then those you let remain of them will be like pricks in your eyes and like thorns in your sides, and they will attack you in the land in which you live. And as I, the Lord, plan to do to them, so I will do to you. Numbers chapter 33, verses 55 to 56 of the Amplified Version. Number 1. The law is established and confirmed. Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28 of the King James Version. Number 2. Do not move the ancient landmark at the boundary of the property, and do not go into the fields of the fatherless to take what is theirs. For their Redeemer is strong and mighty. He will plead their case against you. Proverbs chapter 23, verses 10 to 11 of the Amplified Version. Number 3. Cursed be he that removes his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 17 of the King James Version. I want to reinforce that God sets his boundaries for our protection, no matter who you are, no matter your background. His unprejudiced impartiality is confirmed. Number 1. Ye shall have one manner of law as well for the stranger as for one of your own country. For I am the Lord your God. Leviticus chapter 24, verse 22 of the King James Version. Number 2. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and unto the stranger that sojourneth among you. Exodus chapter 12, verse 49 of the King James Version. Number 3. Ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, both for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them. Numbers chapter 15, verse 29 of the King James Version. Even as the Lord commanded Moses, so did the daughters of Zelophehad, Formala, Tirzah, and Hoglah, and Milcah, and Noah. The daughters of Zelophehad were married unto their father's brother's sons, and they were married into the families of the sons of Manasseh, the son of Joseph, and their inheritance remained in the tribe of the family of their father. These are the commandments and the judgments which the Lord commanded by the hand of Moses unto the children of Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. Numbers chapter 36, verses 10 to 13 of the King James Version. Now this is going to be beyond the comprehension of the conglomerate of organizations such as WHO, Save the Children, World Relief, and the like. There is an old saying where I am from. There is a church on every corner, yet many still aren't being saved. So I want you to meditate on this as we close, so that you may wonder who these organizations are truly serving. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, Thou shalt open thine hand wide unto thy brother, unto thy poor, and to the needy in thy land. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man, or an Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee, and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou sendest him out free from thee, thou shalt not let him go away empty. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verses 11 to 13 of the King James Version. What men that have and will enslave others ever followed the commands of the Lord? For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. Matthew 26, verse 11 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love and in truth. And again, I humbly offer you some additional resources as the Lord is bringing them to me. As this prophet has described, given to her from God, so that you may prepare for what is to come. Click the link below. The end times are upon us, and because of my love for the Lord and my family and for you, and the great sorrow that I feel as I see those around me walking in oblivious darkness and untruths, I feel compelled to provide Celestial's teachings to you. The links are referenced but inactive on the vlogs, but are available on the blog/podcast pages of my site at benevolentwoman.com. Please visit Celestial's site, the Master's Voice Prophecy blog. Also visit School of the Hebrews with Pastor Omar Tebow. God is calling his people. Thank you again. Thank you.